At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Shop at Sprint.com for our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
It's a new day, a new time, and through it all, through the confusion, through the challenges, through all the concern, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois will continue to be here, bringing you the care, comfort, and calm you've always depended on. In sickness and in health, we are in this together. More importantly, we'll get through this together. We are part of this community. That means your fight is our fight. We have a unified focus, and our commitment to the health, safety, and well-being of our members and all the members of our communities is something we now share more than ever. We understand that with every new day comes new information. So for a trusted resource and a guiding partner, take heart in knowing Blue Cross and Blue Shield is here, standing by you, with you, and for you, through it all.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Switch to Sprint and get our best unlimited deal ever. Four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. If that's not enough, we're throwing in four Samsung Galaxy phones on us. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21. Pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st on grills and accessories $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Mully and Hall Flashback.
Flashback. Flashback. Flashback.
So far, there's no decision to be made. I mean, there's just evaluation period that, you know, how we've done things in the past. So right now, you know, everything is going as it is. And, you know, like I said, you know, we're gonna sit down with everybody. We're gonna look at all the departments and you know, move forward with that.
He has a soul and a spirit, which I think is important.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We have breaking news. And of course, breaking news brought to you by the Dell Technologies Small Business Podference. Go listen at radio.com/Dell. And our breaking news is that the Bulls have indeed had a release today, and they have acknowledged what we already know, but it's official that Mark with the C Eversley is the new general manager.
Yeah, they formalized the modernization of the front office. They name a general manager, the first black general manager in team history, and that's significant. He also comes to the Bulls with a reputation of being a great guy in forging relationships and having a lot of charisma and being somebody whose scouting background helps kind of enhance his reputation, as well as just being a guy that understands he's been a part of winning organizations in Toronto and then with the 76ers. And now the speculation shifts, Mully, with all these jobs being filled in the front office. What will he do? How will they approach the future of Jim Boylan?
And in the release, we have a quote here from AK. He says, "I set out to find a general manager who complemented my vision and values and who could help implement them at the Bulls in a fresh way. Mark's background and skills do exactly that." That is Arturis Karnišovas. "He has a history of building strong relationships across the board, identifying talent and organizations that have had success during his time there, and the necessary insight for building a network that will be an asset to our program."
Yeah, and that network, you wonder about if it will include a coach that they dip into and look into to be the next head coach. Obviously, he comes from the 76ers. 76ers top assistant Ime Udoka is somebody who has been speculated as would he be a candidate if they do make a move with Boylan. Again, Adrian Griffin with the Raptors has the network and background with AK because they go back to college at Seton Hall. You can't discount Kenny Atkinson from the equation. I think he would be somebody worth talking to. He has experience. He's available if you're the Bulls. And yet we're not even sure that they'll move on from Jim Boylan, but it would seem incompatible. Do you agree, Mully, that to make all these changes and to bring back the same coach, that just wouldn't seem to make sense?
Well, especially since what Jim Boylan represents in terms of kind of an old school approach or a different approach as opposed to maybe the one these guys want. And don't forget, you know, he was Mark Eversley was in Toronto and still has good relationships there. So I'm guessing that he also would have some insight into, as you say, a Sixers assistant, a Raptors assistant, right, who would maybe be the favorite of the chief decision maker.
Well, Adrian Griffin does know the organization here very well, and I think he left on very good terms. He was always considered a go-to guy in terms of, you know, from a media perspective, he was always very accountable and pretty accessible. Good player, and he got into coaching, and I think he's been somebody who is considered an up-and-comer. And when you look at this team, this Bulls foundation, it's full of young players who need to be developed and need to be coached hard and need to be surrounded by somebody who understands how to do that. And, you know, Jim Boylan, since he took over, I think it's been rocky. It's been tough. It's not been an ideal situation. He's been unorthodox, and that's being, I guess, maybe diplomatic about it, but it hasn't seemed to work out. And I would understand if they give him a chance, if the season does resume and finish up, to kind of close out. But I don't know that it really matters. I think that you want to give everybody time to get to know each other and get to give a fair evaluation. But I would be surprised if Jim Boylan, whenever they start next season, if he's still on the bench.
Oh, yeah. I mean, David, let's be honest about it. When I think about the Bulls in the future, my mind goes to the roster, not to the coaching staff. My mind goes not to the head coach, but to how they're going to manage the players on the roster, what moves they might make. Are there trades in mind? Is it going to be a sudden change or a gradual change? I suspect closer to a gradual change. I think they will want to get all their ducks in a row, get all their information going, but change there will be. And I hate to say it because it's maybe unfair, but in my mind, I think of Jim Boylan's tenure with the Bulls as sort of a fait accompli.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't expect there to be a dramatic approach to the roster. Maybe that will be the case. I guess nobody knows what they will think, but you just look at how many first-round draft picks the Bulls have accumulated, and you look at that was the reason there was optimism, and we go way back. It seems like ages ago, and maybe it was, but at the beginning of this season, this was projected to be a team that had playoff aspirations, and they were supposed to sneak into the Eastern Conference playoffs, and they had that optimism because of Markkanen and Zach LaVine and Kobe White and Wendell Carter Jr. and Otto Porter Jr., and they assumed health that just hadn't, you know, has not been the case. So I don't really think they're going to turn over the roster in the way that they've turned over the front office or even close. I just think they're going to try to figure out a way to develop the talent in a more intelligent way.
Well, that's interesting because I think there will be a turnover in roster. I don't think it will be immediate, but I think that we'll see different guys leave this organization. I think they're going to have to make some moves, some trades. Right now, they're pretty handcuffed, right? You look at the contracts right. And you look at the players they have. There's not a lot of leeway. There's not a lot they can do barring trying to pull off some trades or something. And I don't think they're going to overreact in any way. But I do think gradually they will be paring this down a little bit. And there'll be a natural sort of evolution where contracts expire and where guys end up kind of leaving and you need to bring it. They're a very young team. And they've got to make sure they have a little maturity on it. So, again, I don't think it's happening overnight, but I think, it will happen. I don't think this is the group that is going to be here for 5-10 years.
You don't think that let's look at these four. Kobe White, Wendell Carter, Lauri Markkanen, and Zach LaVine. Will those four be teammates when the Bulls next make the playoffs?
Well, that's a really difficult question to answer for one reason. As we talk about the Bulls' aspirations to make the playoffs this year and mm-hmm. What they thought they were going to be, it had as much to do with the fact they're in the Eastern Conference as it does anything else, quite frankly.
Right.
Could that group sneak into the playoffs next year if they can't get to any kind of a major move of any sort? Absolutely. They're in the Eastern Conference. It's not as competitive as the Western Conference. Would that team next year be good enough to make the playoffs? Were they in the Western Conference? I got to say no before I even look at who's on it.
But you're in the East, and you got to think gradually, I think, in terms of progress. And if you could get that core to get in the playoffs and have a little bit of success and then build around it, I think then you're onto something. And I don't think the Bulls... it sounds crazy to say they're not that far away from that point, but because they are in the Eastern Conference, as you point out, I'm not sure they're that far away from being able to compete for a playoff spot if they were able to assume health. And if Lauri Markkanen can unlock whatever it was that was keeping him from becoming the player we thought that he was this year. And I think that was partly because of the offense. And I don't think he was coached right, Molly. I think that Lauri Markkanen came back very tentative, and I think that he could be the one that benefits as much as anything from a fresh start and a new set of eyes and a new voice on that bench and in the organization.
And I don't doubt that in any way. If you look at the way that Denver played basketball, he would seemingly fit into that. I think if we look at those four guys, you can have a question about each one. The biggest question is Markkanen, because what went wrong? And I mm-hmm. think he is, though, a versatile player. I think that when you talk about Kobe White, I think he's a young kid that is going to get better, and he got better as the year went on and was pretty damn good by the end of the year. I think Zach LaVine it's an interesting, the question with Markkanen is, can he come out of it? Where does he play? The question with Kobe White is, what is he, an off guard? Is he a guard, a point guard? How are you going to actually use him? The question with Zach LaVine is, whether he can play both ends of the floor while being the leading scorer of the team. And then Wendell Carter, I mean, there are so many questions about him, David. He's the guy that gives me the most pause. He clearly doesn't want to be a center. He wants to be a power forward. I don't know how he fits in to what you're doing, and I haven't seen him much, so I don't know how he fits in, period, end of story.
Fair enough. Those are good questions. Those are excellent points to make about a roster that still has so much to prove. And you know what the good news is too, Mully? We can ask the new general manager Monday morning at 8:30. He's going to join us here, Mark Eversley, on The Score, on the Mully and Haw Show, 8:30 Monday morning. That is appointment radio.
Oh, that's beautiful. I can't wait. That's going to be a ton of fun getting ready for that one. All right. Want to thank everyone for all the joy we had today. A lot of laughs, a lot of tears, just the usual very emotional time on the Mully and Haw Show. Want to thank everyone for calling, texting, emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot to us, doesn't it, David? Our thanks to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm like a person that has a good you-know-what.
Dustin also has a you-know-what. And, of course, Kevbo, thank you, buddy. Always a joy.
Miss Putz!
Well, I wouldn't be cruel to you. Ray makes it all happen, and he makes it happen for everyone. So bless you, Ray, all your That's our guy. David, have a fantastic weekend. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. We'll break it all down together, even if we're not on the air. How's that?
Have a good weekend, Mully. Take care.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it be. So it is.
This is Chicago's most listened to sports morning show, created in Chicago for Chicago. Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
If you need a new appliance now, the Home Depot has the appliance help you can count on. Download the Home Depot app or visit homedepot.com to search for savings on top brands like Samsung. With ratings and reviews to give you confidence, special buy savings, and free delivery, you'll get the appliances you need without even leaving home. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Free delivery on purchases of $396 or more. Continental U.S. only.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping you safe. During these uncertain times, shop from the safety of your home at Sprint.com for the best new phone deals, like a Samsung Galaxy phone. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch and get a $100 prepaid MasterCard when you shop online. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, $0 per month after $35.42 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line of service, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Taxes and restrictions apply. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
Doctor's log, Helldate 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my doctor's log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
News is constantly changing. For regular updates on the coronavirus and local efforts to stop the spread, turn to WBBM News Radio 105.9 FM any time of the day or night, or search for WBBM News Radio on radio.com.
Ron Coomer here. During these uncertain times, stay connected with 670 The Score. Here are some simple things you can do to help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Older adults or those who have other serious chronic health conditions, including chronic lung disease, heart disease, cancer, or weakened immune systems, are especially at risk for severe illness and must stay at home as much as possible. The Score is here for you. We're always live and local. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670